This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. Our theme for New Hampshire this weekend is Art Outside. And here with some details on some exhibits that we could check out this weekend is Hippo editor Amy Diaz. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So in your notes here, we talk about outside art, not outsider art, but actually literally art in the outside.
Yes. And these are really pieces that are meant to live in the elements and to, you know, be exposed to all the weather, the rain and the sun. And in Nashua, that has been kind of the ruling principle of something they've been doing this month, the Nashua Sculpture Symposium. And this is actually the seventh year that they've done this.
They have sculptures placed around the city. It seems as if the intention here is to take art to people around the city rather than asking people to come to the art.
Exactly. And, you know, I was talking to the organizer. She said, these aren't museum pieces. These are pieces that are supposed to be part of your everyday life, you know, and to be touched, to be climbed on by kids. She said there's one actually that has kind of a hole through the center of it and that kids throw rocks through the center of it. So, you know, it really is part of like your life and your playing in that area. They have three artists that have been working all month long on new pieces that are going to be placed around the city. And something actually interesting they did this year is that the artists kind of had a hand in choosing the locations. They had some pre-selected locations, and then the artists got to pick the one that they wanted to have their sculpture put at after it was finished. And so they could keep that in mind as they were creating the sculpture. They're going to unveil one of them is going to be on City Hall, the south side of City Hall. So they're going to meet there at 1 p.m. You can go see kind of the big unveiling of that piece. And then there's going to be a trolley that'll take you to the other two sculptures. So you get a chance to see kind of all these new pieces that are part of what's really a permanent collection that's kind of citywide.
Yeah, every year some new pieces get added to that collection around the city.
Exactly. There are 17 that have already been installed, so there'll be three new ones this year. And you can actually find the locations and the names of all the different pieces. They have a map online that you can go to.
Now, some of these artists in Nashua have also done some work for the Andres Institute of Art.
Yes, and that's over in Brookline. And, you know, at the Hippo, we tend to talk about them in the fall, which is when they have their symposium. Similar thing, artists kind of from all over the world come in and create pieces, you know, to be at the Institute, which is an old ski hill. And so there are trails all over the, you know, this hill. And the pieces are placed, again, kind of to go along with the elements around them.
The environment is as much a part of the art piece as the art itself.
Exactly. You know, I was talking to Paul Andres, and this was back in April. So he was saying that, you know, kind of an interesting thing in early spring before the leaves were really out is that you could see the way the light was kind of different on these pieces, you know, and then it'll be different as you know, now that we have leaves, there's more cover, maybe more shade. So if you go a couple times throughout the year, you really do get a chance to see how the elements, you know, play on the art and maybe change the way what you're seeing looks.
So what you're seeing and what you're experiencing is changing constantly.
Exactly.
And we should mention that that is free to go to at any point. And the hiking is as much the attraction as the pieces themselves.
Exactly. And actually, they have maps online for them as well. And they have some trails that are shorter than others. So, you know, especially with these days we've had where maybe it's sunny when you leave the house, but rainy by the time you get there.
Sure.
You can maybe do a shorter hike, you know, or take a longer one if it turns out it's great weather.
Okay. Now, we mentioned at the top there are three different events. What is our third event we're talking about
today?
So
this is over at the Fells Historic Estate and Gardens in Newberry. And this was the summer home of John Hay, and it was built sort of at the end of the 19th century. They have an outdoor sculpture exhibit going on now through October, and these sculptures are put kind of all over the grounds in the gardens. I was speaking to someone from the Fells, and they were saying, you know, one of the neat things about these gardens, which have been really planned out, you know, there's a rose garden, there's a perennials garden, is that kind of no matter what time of year, there's always something in bloom. So there's always something fun to see on kind of the natural level. And then there are these pieces, a lot of them are really big and are kind of a mix of abstract and maybe more classical images. And these are actually for sale. So if, you know, you go and you get some ideas about the interesting way to kind of mix sculpture and the natural world, then, you know, you can have one of these pieces at your house or your business.
Bring a big truck.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll have links to all of these outside art events at our website, nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is the editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in New Hampshire. Amy, great to see you.
Good to see you. Have a great weekend.